from Wyoming Public Radio News. I'm Aaron Schrank.
And I'm Caroline Ballard. The University of Wyoming campus is rattled. Two first-year students there died by suicide in a span of just 8 days. Wyoming has had the highest suicide rate in the country in recent years. For young people, the rate here is twice the national average. Still, it's not a subject that's widely discussed or understood. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports, these tragic deaths have the community thinking and talking more about how to look out for the well-being of others.
1 week after the most recent death at UW, animal science professor Dan Rule is in the student union with 20 others discussing symptoms of depression and warning signs for suicidal thinking. Rule says he's here because he cares about his students.
And I don't care if they're an 18 or 19-year-old, or if they're a 40-year-old non-traditional student, or even if they were a veteran, they're my kids when they're in my room.
This is a suicide prevention training called Gatekeepers, put on by UW's Counseling Center. The counselors tell participants to look for changes in students, in attendance, mood, even personal hygiene. Sharon Kubichuk teaches developmental math and says it's sometimes difficult to know if her students are just having a bad day or are in real trouble.
Is their behavior changing radically in my class? Could there be something else going on besides just, I don't like math, but something really serious?
The trainers say participants should act on their intuitions, even when that means asking students the uncomfortable question, are you suicidal?
It will be far worse to read about it later than to have them get mad at you or say you're being creepy.
Today's training provides what's essentially a rough script for how to approach these conversations. The goal is not to solve students' problems, but to actively listen and empathize. Student Susan Robeson says this outline is crucial.
Because it's really hard to talk to somebody about their depression because we want to shy away from negative things. Having a way to talk to people about their depression and about their potentially suicidal thoughts is very important.
The end goal is to get students to whatever professional help they might need. And Vice President for Student Affairs Sarah Axelson says there's a wide range of help available to students.
We just want to make sure that people know about the resources. We've got resources. We want to connect students with resources.
Those resources include three different campus counseling programs and several off-campus mental health providers that serve students. So far this school year, at least 44 students were referred to the Inpatient Behavioral Health Unit at Laramie's Ivinson Memorial Hospital.
And we have a really effective welfare check system in place.
Axelson says a welfare check is when the dean of students or UW Police Department contacts a student, usually based on concerns brought by a professor, friend, or parent. Her office says about 140 students got welfare checks this semester. Dean of Students Sean Blackburn says there is at least one thing about these services that needs to improve, and that's outreach.
There's a resistance to counseling here at Wyoming. I think it's part of our cowboy up mentality. And so we've got to change this message that to students to say counseling is healthy. You don't have to be labeled a crazy person to get therapy. This is what you do to pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
After recent events, UW students are pushing positive messages of their own. Junior Randy Elledge was on the speech and debate team at Jackson Hole High School with the second student who died at UW. Elledge is also running for student body president, and on the night his former teammate died, he and his political rival, Brian Schuler, decided to work together on an interactive display based on a national suicide prevention campaign.
It was the trigger that motivated Brian and I to seek one another out and to put this into action. And this hit us hard. We're in a unique position to make an impact.
That national campaign is called Love is Louder. And the pair put a giant chalkboard in the center of campus, inviting passersby to complete that phrase. Students scribbled messages like, love is louder than depression, or discrimination, or your grades. Senior Brian Schuler says in recent days, he's noticed students are uncomfortable with the topic of suicide.
It's like a touchy subject. It's one of those, you know, bad words that you don't talk about. And, you know, there are aspects of being sensitive, and there are also aspects of things that need to be addressed, and I feel like there are some times when we get too sensitive and forget to address important issues.
And suicide is an important issue. It's the second leading cause of death for college students. Meanwhile, surveys show that Wyomingites still have widespread misconceptions about suicide and related mental health issues. That stigma, public health officials say, is the challenge students and administrators must overcome to get help to those who need it. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.